Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
I've got a question for you. How many people on planet Earth have a cell phone? If you answered all of them, that's only a slight exaggeration. Most certainly there are some misbegotten souls somewhere who do not have a cell phone. I don't know any of these independent and out-of-touch folks myself, but they must be out there somewhere, perhaps living on a frozen tundra where the nearest cell phone tower is a continent away. My apologies if you are among that small fraternity that has avoided the cell phone revolution. You probably don't make coffee in a Keurig machine either, and that's okay. In a sense, I envy you your independence, although I am so tethered to my phone, I cannot imagine giving it up. Almost everyone agrees. Telephones had been around about 100 years when the cellular telephone phenomenon began in the 1990s. Slowly and with some reluctance, Americans began letting go of their landlines and happily embraced portable phones that go everywhere we do. I did a little research and discovered to my astonishment that today there are more than 2 mobile devices for each of the planet's 8.2 billion people. Let that soak in. There are enough cell phones in service that every human on Earth could have 2 of them, according to the Washington Post. Obviously, most of us have just one, so how we got to 2 apiece, I don't know. But how far we have come since the arrival of the conventional telephone in the 1880s, when there were just 133,000 of them in use nationwide. From 133,000 to 16 billion cell phones. Amazing. Given this explosion of communications technology, you know what else has changed? Telephone etiquette. The experts now offer some new rules of the road in the cell phone era. First, a text is considered preferable to a voice message, which apparently intimidates some people. Second, text before calling. Most of us, I'm told, are stressed by an unexpected call. Third, it's no longer considered rude to ignore a call. Post a do not disturb notice or send a text explaining your unavailability. Fourth, do not immediately redial someone who doesn't pick up. Just send a clear text message. Chances are it will get read sooner than another voice call will be answered. Fifth, do not use your phone's speakerphone feature in public. This one I agree wholeheartedly with. Most of us have had to endure someone else's cell phone conversation as they blast away far louder than is warranted or necessary. Sometimes these selfish folks totally forget that they are surrounded by other people who don't want to hear it, but have no choice. It's an invasion of others' privacy. Privacy is not something we should automatically forfeit just because we are in a public place. One can only imagine what Alexander Graham Bell would think of the revolution he set in motion so long ago. I'm old enough to recall when phone etiquette meant trying to get the attention of a neighbor who was monopolizing a party line. If you remember party lines, you're probably as old as I am.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.